This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm George Varney. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has reversed course on a proposed rule change that would have cut food stamp eligibility for unemployed adults without children. He had initially cited concerns over the amount of federal funds available for state-run food assistance programs, but now says there's more certainty due to the end of the partial government shutdown last week. Jeanette Mott Oxford is a former state lawmaker who now heads the Missouri Association for Social Welfare. She says they're delighted with the governor's reversal.
We've had our members and other allies calling to say this is the wrong way to go. We have a huge problem with hunger in Missouri, and this would make things worse. It certainly would do nothing to help people find work.
Oxford now says advocates for the hungry should focus their attention on Congress and combat efforts to cut food stamp funding from the federal farm bill. The drug take-back program is collecting prescription drugs today in Columbia. Ryan Worley is the coordinator of the Youth Community Coalition and is in charge of the program. He says unused prescription drugs can sometimes be accessible to and abused by family members if they are not disposed of properly.
These are not safe to abuse. You know, they are drugs, they are powerful, and they should only be taken the way a doctor prescribes them.
The program runs twice a year in various locations across mid-Missouri. The last event in April collected nearly 650 pounds of prescription drugs. That's more than 229,000 pills. Worley says the amount collected is increasing with each event. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri's AAA credit rating and recovering economy provides a unique opportunity for investments in Missouri students. The governor addressed state public school educators in Jefferson City yesterday afternoon. KBIA's Lauren Langell has the details.
Governor Nixon says if students are not prepared, Missouri's economy will not survive. He says the challenge is making sure every Missouri student leaves the classroom ready to succeed, and that requires strategic investment from the state today. Governor Nixon said he will be increasing funding in Missouri's K-12 classrooms in order to fully fund the foundation formula.
And to grow the economy and strengthen the middle class, there is no better investment you can make than in education. That is how we built the greatest country in the world.
Columbia Superintendent Chris Belcher says the education effort is absolutely necessary as Missouri is currently $600 million underfunded in the foundation formula. The formula is Missouri's primary method of distributing money to public schools based on local property tax rates, student attendance, and other factors. Lauren Langell, KBIA News.
Members of the Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence in Columbia are considering a new data-based approach to help address the violent crime in the city. At Wednesday's task force meeting, member Dan Haneken highlighted a list of risk factors associated with the likelihood of someone committing a crime. The Missourian reports the list includes antisocial behavior, education, and substance abuse issues. Another task force member, Steve Calloway, says the task force wants to investigate if these factors apply in Columbia.
It's kind of a backwards research project in that the literature suggests that these are elements of it. And we want to just test and make sure that that's really what's happening here in our specific community.
A work session will be held to discuss the data collected by the end of this year. This week, the Missouri Department of Corrections announced it had changed the drug it will use to execute prisoners. And as Chris McDaniel reports, Governor Jay Nixon is standing by another change that will end up making it harder, if not impossible, to know where that drug is coming from.
The change to make the names of execution drug suppliers confidential comes shortly after St. Louis Public Radio reported that the state obtained its previous supply from a company that wasn't authorized to sell it. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri has sued to make that information public again, saying the state made the change because it looked bad for buying drugs from an unauthorized distributor. When asked about the rules change, Governor Nixon stood by the Department of Corrections, but said he didn't tell them to make that change.
The execution team is it's better to talk to corrections about the process there. All I did was say, because of propofol, we're not going to move forward there, establish a new protocol.
The next execution is scheduled for November the 20th. I'm Chris McDaniel.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.